serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Yes, welcome back to The Ridge here in downtown Chadron. It is Whiskey and Wings Wednesday, and it's our CSE Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank. I'm Dave Collins, and along with me tonight, our first guest of the evening, we're going to talk about cross-country with Coach Luke Karametros. Luke, welcome aboard the show. How have you been? Maybe not the best running weather out there today, but did you get a jog in or get a run in today?
Well, not me, man. It's been a while since I've been getting the legs turned over, especially with a really busy cross-country season. But, our kids, they're still bouncing back, you know. They took some time off thanks to, Thanksgiving break and whatnot. So they're just getting back into the swing of things once we transition here into like the indoor and outdoor track season.
Did you tell them before they went home for Thanksgiving, hey guys, maybe not quite as much turkey or quite as much stuffing or to kind of keep that running shape going, or just said, it's been a long season, just get after it?
No, exactly. A lot of these kids, they've been training really hard since, June and whatnot to get ready for our big regional and our MAC championship. So I told them, hey, it's good to kind of go back home, take some time to relax and enjoy all those festivities and whatnot. So I'm not like that kind of guy to go around and control every little aspect of their lives.
Got to have a little trust in them, right?
Exactly. And they're a great group to be able to do that.
That's great. All right. Luke Karametros with us, cross-country coach here at Chadron State. Coach, give us an overall season review. How did things go for the team? It's kind of amazing. We're already talking about a season wrap-up. It went really, really fast.
Yeah, it always does. It always does, going into this season, I had a lot of thoughts. I thought it was going to be a pretty wide spectrum of what to expect, with such a young group that we have this year. And I think that they came out really, really well. They competed, extremely well at our first few meets. And then we put together, a lot of good training and whatnot before going out to a great race in Kansas. And a lot of our individuals, they came through with some great performances that, broke into the top 10 relative to, the Chadron State history and whatnot. And then we try to piece it together. But we're kind of running on fumes a little bit because of how young of a team that we have. But at the end of the day, I mean, they execute in such a great manner that I can't be any more proud, any prouder than what they did.
And it's always a good finish to the season, right, when you have a higher finish than the year before at regionals in both the men's and the women's side. So it sounds like some improvements, some nice strides forward made as you're getting the program on that upward trajectory.
Exactly. Our men, they improved five spots, going from 21st and from last year, and improving a really good margin there on the men's side. And, that also came from even having like a completely new five that I had from last year, my top five scorers run, and then you add up all the points together and they get to whatever place that you finish at. And so they have a brand new five on the men's side, and on the ladies' side, having a brand new four there. So to be able to see those improvements is absolutely huge.
That's terrific. Luke Karametros with us talking CSC cross country. What were the biggest challenges for your teams this year? How'd you guys overcome those to have those improvements overall?
Yeah, so with a young team, there's always growing pains, kind of learning those individuals. Within a team sport like ours, where your number one is as important as your number five, trying to coach them as a group, but also the individual, takes some learning.
Yeah.
And so to have such a young group, both on the men's and women's side, I had to adapt some things throughout the season. But, so at times I could tell, like, hey, I had to make some adjustments as a coach. And, I have to keep my ego in check at times relative to, maybe not overextending them at times. So,
sure.
All in all, we're growing through those things, and we're moving in the right way.
That's great. One of the top athletes on your team is going to join us after we're done visiting here, after our next break. But let's have you talk about him a little bit here. Topi Alahulta is going to be here with us. And Topi, tell us about his year. He did really good at regionals, your top overall finisher. What was so great about his first season, just a freshman?
Yeah, we were so excited to get him into the program because, he had a really standout career as a high schooler in Colorado. It's an extremely deep, cross-country type of state down there. So, he performed really well at the high school ranks, and I was really hoping to see that immediate impact, and he showed that out. He had the best finish ever for a true freshman in Chadron State history.
Wow.
For him to come out in 69th place in a really, really tough region, and to be able to really kind of kind of put his foot out there of like he's going to be a menace, I think, moving forward in these future years.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's great to see out of a freshman so much success like that, and awesome to hear about. How about the biggest surprise on the team? Was it Topi maybe that he was as good a runner as he started out, or what were some of the surprises this year, pleasant ones?
Yeah, yeah, you know, a big theme that we've been talking about here has been, you know, the young group, right, and how easy it is to be able to work with them, be able to have that, and that's always a good surprise as a coach, you
yeah.
know. You know, Charles Fossey on the men's side, you know, Lexi Rule on the ladies' side, you know, all these people are true freshmen for us. You know, they, you know, these high schoolers from the college scene going from a 5K to a 10K, they're doubling their high school distance, right? You know, 3.1 miles of racing is long, and so they go 6.2 miles worth of racing, and to be committed for over 30 minutes takes some maturity. So then they already show that. That's a big surprise to me.
Boy, that's incredible. Just three events before the RMAC Championships and Regionals, Coach. You look at the schedule, it looks like kind of a shorter, condensed schedule. Is that typical for cross country, or was that something unique this fall?
Yeah, that's usually pretty typical. Whenever you look at maybe like other teams' schedules and whatnot, sometimes it looks like they have a beefier schedule, but a lot of times that's due to they have much larger rosters. So their varsity runners are usually only competing 4 to 5 times a year. But for us, we don't quite have that depth yet. We're really improving on that. Really excited for next year's recruiting. We already have 5 ladies committed for next year.
Great.
And we already have three. I was talking to Topi, one of his old teammates. He's, I think, very close to wanting to make his commitment here at Shattering, which is to make another 3 men for next year. So all in all, it's like to be able to kind of see that growth there as well has been huge.
Do you want to try and go out and find any different races next year or add to the schedule for next year? Do you feel like your team might be ready to take on an additional one on the schedule, or are you kind of happy where you're at right now and with the courses that you guys currently
have? Yeah, I think next year, you know, with scheduling, whatever, it always differs from the year. Now that I'm like learning them a little bit more,
yeah.
I knew like the main focus had to be more of like what we did here at home, and now that I get to learn more about them, now next year we could play around a little bit more, and because now I'm certainly going to have a lot more confidence in what that their capabilities of what we can do next year.
That's great. All right, Coach Luke Karametros with us tonight on the show. Coach, the RMAC has some of the best cross-country programs in the country. It's
Absolutely.
Pretty phenomenal to see some of the other schools that we compete with and what they're able to accomplish, and it sounds like you've got us on a northward trajectory to get up towards that. What kind of stuff do you want to do to build CSC up to that level where people look at us and say, hey, this is a cross-country powerhouse as well?
Right. I mean, you know, in the preseason, the rankings came out. 3 of the top 5 teams in the country were all from the RMAC, both on the men's and women's side.
Yeah.
So to be able to crack into such depth like that is not an easy task, but it takes the individuals and the recruiting to make that happen. And individuals like Topi, like Charles, like Lexi, it takes those individuals to even have that chance and have that opportunity. And I'm so excited to continue working with them and just kind of see their growth. You know, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs over these next, you know, 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
But I know, like, they have what it takes for us to really start moving up the ranks.
Do you feel like Shattern's a pretty good place to train for cross country? Because we're at, 3,300 feet, I think. So you're not a mile high like Denver, but you're not sea level either. So they're a bit of a built-in training advantage by just being in this wonderful place to live?
Yeah. I mean, Shattern in and of itself, I mean, with, like, all the great dirt roads that we get to run on and, you know, all the ranches that we run by and wave at the cows and whatnot, it's really awesome. You know, the views out here are certainly very underrated. Yeah, sure, we don't have the Rockies in our backyard, but we have more than what it takes to be able to start chipping away at those programs. Yes, it would be nice maybe to have some of the higher elevations at times, because we, you know, at RMAX where we struggled a little bit more, that's a big difference going from like 3,300 feet to 7,000 plus feet.
Right.
That's certainly a challenge. But whenever we went to a place that's more feasible, like Denver, we had much better success because that was only like 5,200 feet. So I know certainly we're still able to capitalize on the things around us to still be extremely successful.
Are there things that you've tried to do to get your runners ready for the altitude other than running at that high altitude?
Yeah.
Is there something you can do here that can build up the lung capacity or build up the stamina that's necessary even though you can't physically make it to those levels here?
Yeah, so like a big thing that we like to utilize around here are the hills. You know, there's like no really like flat area around here. You know,
everything
is like up and down. So we try to capitalize on those as much as we can to be able to run the hills, try to help simulate those really hard efforts that we're going to have to go into. Ultimately, when we're, you know, racing at those really high elevations, it really does come down to pacing and being kind of having the confidence in me as a coach to understand, like, hey, it's okay to go out there a little bit slower than what you think and kind of know, like, it's going to pay off in the end, because some other people who want to be a little more aggressive in those kind of elevations, they'll pay for it.
Yeah.
So you got to be really patient in those scenarios.
Great stuff tonight, Coach Luke Karametros, CSC Cross Country Head Coach. Kind enough to be our first of 4 guests tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow. Luke, great stuff. Thanks so much. We appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for coming on.
It was a pleasure.
All right. That's Luke Karametros. We're going to come back and talk to one of his top runners. That is Topi Alahulta, a freshman. He'll be next on the CSC Sports Roadshow, presented by Security First Bank, live here at the Ridge tonight in Chadron.